Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 26.
Do not make idols for yourselves, and do not put up a carved image or a pillar for yourselves, and do not place a stone image in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Guard my Shabbatot and reverence my Mikdash. I am Yahweh. If you walk in my laws and guard my commands and shall do them, then I shall give you rain in its season, and the land shall yield its crops, and the trees of the field yield their fruit. And your threshing shall last till the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last till the time of sowing. And you shall eat your bread until you have enough, and shall dwell in your land safely. And I shall give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and no one make you afraid. And I shall clear the land of evil beasts, and not let the sword go through your land. And you shall pursue your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. And five of you shall pursue 100, and 100 of you pursue 10,000. And your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. And I shall turn to you, and make you bear fruit, and shall increase you, and shall establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat the old supply, and clear out the old because of the new. And I shall put my Mishkan in your midst, and my being shall not reject you. And I shall walk in your midst, and shall be your Elohim, and you shall be my people. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim from being their slaves, and I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk upright. But if you do not obey me and do not do all these commands, and if you reject my laws, or if your being loathes my right rulings, so that you do not do all my commands, but break my covenant, I also do this to you. And I shall appoint sudden alarm over you, wasting disease and inflammation, destroying the eyes and consuming the life. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I shall turn my face against you, and you shall be smitten before your enemies. And those who hate you shall rule over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. And after all these, if you do not obey me, then I shall punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I shall break the pride of your power, and shall make your shamayim like iron, and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land not yield its crops, nor the trees of the land yield their fruit. And if you walk contrary to me, and refuse to obey me, I shall bring on you 7 times more plagues according to your sins, and send wild beasts among you, which shall bereave you of your children. And I shall cut off your livestock and make you few in number, and your highways shall be deserted. And if you are not instructed by me by these, but walk contrary to me, then I also shall walk contrary to you, and I myself shall smite you 7 times for your sins. And I shall bring against you a sword, executing the vengeance of my covenant. And you shall gather together in your cities, and I shall send pestilence among you, and you shall be given into the hand of the enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back to you your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if in spite of this you do not obey me, but walk contrary to me, then I shall walk contrary to you in wrath, and I myself shall punish you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons and eat the flesh of your daughters. And I shall destroy your high places, and cut down your sun pillars, and put your carcasses on the carcasses of your idols. And my being shall loathe you, and I shall turn your cities into ruins, and lay your mikdashim waste, and not smell your sweet fragrances. And I shall lay the land waste, and your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it. And I shall scatter you among the Gentiles, and draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desert, and your cities ruins, and the land enjoys Shabbatot as long as it lies waste, and you are in your enemy's land. Then the land would rest and enjoy its Shabbatot. As long as it lies waste, it rests, for the time it did not rest on your Shabbatot when you dwelt in it. And as for those of you who are left, I shall send faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall cause them to flee. And they shall flee as though retreating from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. And they shall stumble over one another as from before a sword when no one pursues. And you shall be unable to stand before your enemies. And you shall perish among the Gentiles, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And those of you who are left rot away in their wickedness in your enemies' lands, and also in their fathers' wickednesses, rot away with them. But if they confess their wickedness and the wickedness of their fathers with their trespass in which they trespassed against me, and that they also have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised heart is then humbled and they accept the punishment of their wickedness, then I shall remember my covenant with Yaakov and also my covenant with Yitzhak, and also remember my covenant with Avraham and remember the land. For the land was abandoned by them and enjoying its Shabbatot while lying waste without them. And they were paying for their wickedness because they rejected my right rulings and because their being loathed my laws. And yet for all this, when they are in the land of their enemies, I shall not reject them, nor shall I loathe them so as to destroy them and break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh, their Elohim. Then I shall remember, for their sake, the covenant of the ancestors whom I brought out of the land of Mitzrayim before the eyes of the nations to be their Elohim. I am Yahweh.
These are the laws and the right rulings and the Torot, which Yahweh made between himself and the children of Yisrael on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moshe.